Okay, Nevesh HaChaim, Sunday, May 15th.
Okay. Even though this is on tape, I have to make a disclaimer that we'll try to get pshat here. I don't know if we will. We'll see. But talking about the Dalet Lamas and all these things. One thing we understood, which is very geschmack, is that he made a diak in the pasuk that the pasuk put Bria after Yetzirah, and really Bria should be before Yetzirah, because Bria is creating something Yeshma'ayin. Yetzirah is taking something that's already here and forming it. And the Medayik in the Pasuk over there in Amos, Hina Yetzahor Mubari Ruach, that over there puts it reverse. The Bria comes after the Yetzirah, and we said based on this that really, because it's not that Hashem created once Yeshma'ayin. Every moment Hashem's recreating Yesh Ma'ayim. Even after the Yetzirah, even after Hashem formed everything, there's still a Bria going on. Everything's being recreated Yesh Ma'ayim. And early in the Sefer, he brought a raya from what we say every day in the bracha of Yoytz Hamaris. We say, "Amachadish betuvoy b'chol yoyim tomin ma'ase bereishis kamor lo oisei orim gedoylim." Oisei, present tense, not osa orim gedoylim. Oisei. If you remember, in the beginning of the Sefer, we brought that diuk. That you see every moment is a brand new bria, right? That's where, right? They explain that's where the koyach hatshuva comes from. That every moment you're brand new, you can start again. Va'ato, and now is the Chazal say va'ato now connotes tshuva, because every moment is new, and that's also why every moment you have to justify it again. It's not good enough what you did a minute ago. You have to bring new koyachos and do new things. Yeah. It also says, I think, in Reb Tzaddik, that just like Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world, right? That's the Lashon Chazal. Hashem looked in the Torah and used that as a blueprint to create the world. So too, the Chiddush of the world comes from the Chiddushei Torah. When a person is Mechadish Chiddushei Torah, he's mamish, a partner with Hashem in creating the world, because there's the Chiddush of the Ma'aseh Bereishis every moment, and that comes from the Chiddushei Torah of Klal Yisrael. And Chiddushei Torah does not just mean, what do they call it, Navale? What's the English word? It does not just mean, you know, saying a new idea. The Nevesh HaChaim says, Nevesh HaChaim himself, yeah, they probably bring it in the back somewhere, that he says Chiddushei Torah means if you understand it in a new way, you chazer it over and it becomes clearer, that's also Chiddushei Torah. And with that, we give Koyach to Hashem. If you put that together with the Reb Tzaddik, by understanding things better, we're giving Koyach to Hashem to recreate the world every minute. But anyway, now he's going to go through these Dalet Lamas and how they work. We'll see. With this, we can understand the concept of these Dalet Lamas, which go in order from Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asir. We know that there's a Shtalshulus of the worlds from one Madriga to the next. And the more it's a shtaushel, the lower down it's a shtaushel, the thicker it is. Which I guess means the more gashmi it is. In other words, there's a shtaushelist. There's like an unfolding or an unraveling from the original nekudos ha-chochma of Hashem deciding he's going to create the world, and which is there's nothing physical at all, and then slowly that point expands and expands and expands to different levels of creation and existence, and every new level it comes to is a little bit closer to the Gashmi, a little bit closer until you get to the actual world of Gashmius, which is our world. And that's where it goes from Atzilus to Asiyah. Asiyah is our world, the Chayra. It's a world that's Mamish Gashmi. Okay? That's the world. Like the Gemara says, where does the name Shakai comes from? Hashem says, "Shamata lo lami dai," that the world was expanding and expanding, and Hashem said, "That's enough, right there." Dai, which the Svarm explained to mean that I told you this once, maybe, yeah, with Bris Mila. It wasn't on tape though, so I'll say it on tape. Okay, the Shem Shmuel brings from Avni Nezer. That the reason it says the Shem Shakai Davka by the Parsha Bris Milo is because Shemaiti Lulamai Dai means like this. And the world's expanding, and Hashem said, just there, that's why I want you to stop. What does that mean according to what we just learned here? It means that there was the physicality, Gashmias, was becoming thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. Right? That's how the order of creation goes. Right? Like the Nevi'im says, this Abba Yosef. Amad lo midai means Hashem said exactly there. That's enough Gashmias. What does that mean, exactly there? That means one more second of the Gashmias expanding and be impossible to be Boicher B'Toyah. The Chir Chavsh is to be impossible. The Gashmias be too strong. One second less if the Gashmias expanding, the choice would be too easy. The world would be too Ruchni. Hashem said right there, exactly at that point, that's where Bechir Chavsh lies. That's where there's an exact enough balance that a person can have a bechira and he can have schar and oynish like the way Hashem wanted the world to be set up. Memela, that's why it says dafka that shame by bris milah, because bris milah he says that's giving us the koyach to be able to be oymed in the mecham of this world, right? Before the bris milah, when a yid has an arlo, that's a little bit too gashmi. With that, it's almost impossible to be boicher b'toyim. The bris milah is the gateway to be able to do everything else. That's why it's Oisias Taryab 612. We shine them saying, my Rebbe always says over, because it's the gateway to the rest of the Torah. Meaning, because we're doing the bris milah, now you have that perfect balance and you can actually make it in this world. So that's the name Shakai. Now you have the balance. Before the bris milah, the gashmis was too much. You wouldn't have made it. Now you have that fighting chance. Now you have that perfect balance. That's where the Shem Shakai is found by the Parsha Bris Milah. The Nezer says, maybe others. Okay. So this process of of the world expanding to something more Gashmi. When I say unraveling, I guess what I mean is everything was really wrapped up in that original thought of Hashem to create the world. That's why Chokhmah is represented by the letter Yud, because Yud is a point, Nekudah. Everything's really wrapped up in there, but now it unravels. So this process of unraveling is broken up into four parts, I guess, and those are the four worlds that they talk about. Yeah, Levadetzach, yeah, fine. And that was going to explain each one in its place. Okay, stop here for now. Today was a little bit off the daf. Okay. This is the Rav Shmuel.